The Nationals have taken the first two games of the series from the Mets, and on Saturday, Steven Strasburg takes the mound. He gets some instant help in the top of the first inning. On the second pitch of the game, Trey Turner steps in against the Mets' Seth Lugo.
And there it goes to lead off the game. See you later.
As your leadoff hitter comes up and hits a home run, and you take a 1-0 lead with Steven Strasburg on the mound, what are the Mets thinking right now?
Here is Jose Lobaton batting eighth in the order. His first pitch belted a deep right down the line toward the corner. Gone. Goodbye. It's the Nationals 2 and the Mets nothing.
Next delivery. Swing a line drive toward the right field corner. That's going to be a fair ball and extra bases. Rivera's relay toward the plate. Rendon the head first dive. He's safe. It's an RBI double for Daniel Murphy. Nationals 3, Mets nothing.
And now Steven Strasburg trying to keep doing what he's been doing. One run on four hits through four. Strasburg upstairs to strike out Rivera. Got him on the hook, down and in. Strasburg, strikeout number 5. Next up, Adam Lind. He launches one to right. See you later. 6-2. Dangerous indeed. His 6th of the year.
The Nationals move 11.5 games ahead of the Mets in the NL East following a 7-4 win on Saturday. The Nationals went 0-5 with runners in scoring position, but three homers did the job, as well as turning four double plays. Daniel Murphy has reached base safely in 28 straight games against the Mets. Steven Strasburg picks up his 8th win, giving up 6 hits and 2 runs over 5 1/3. The Nationals move to 6-0 against New York this season and move to 11.5 games ahead of them in the NL East. After Saturday's 7-4 win, here's Washington manager Dusty Baker.
You know, our bullpen did a great job, you know, because they got 11 outs. And that's a lot of outs for your bullpen. Wanted Strauss to get the victory. You know, he kind of ran out of steam there in that one inning. But, you know, good thing we added on. We got a couple runs in the ninth, which was big, and end up, you know, being insurance runs. And he threw lights out. I mean, he's finding the plate. He's getting his breaking ball over. And, you know, he already has electric fastball. But that was big, because Cespedes had already had four hits and had to make a decision. Do we let him face him, you know, face Cespedes? That was a, you know, real dangerous hitter. And then we go to a righty, then they got Bruce up next, and then they got Flores who can lead the park, then they got Duda up next that can lead the park also. So, you know, we were, you know, there's always a time of decision. And, you know, fortunately for us, you know, Emmy did his job today.
How big was it that every time they seemed to make a move, you guys answered right back offensively?
Well, that's what you got to do against those Mets, because, you know, they can hit the ball out of the ballpark. And, you know, they're not going to quit. You know, this is a big game for them to win today, because, you know, God forbid if they win tomorrow, then we leave out of here the same way we came in. And, you know, with the ground pitching tomorrow, you know, that's always tough. And the only consolation would have been, you know, 4 games off the schedule. So now hopefully we can push it back to where it was, you know, a week ago before we had our bad streak.
Dusty, how big do you think today can be for Jose Lobaton going forward?
Well, it's big because, you know, Lobie's, he's been working, and it was big because, you know, last time he hit a home run was here in New York, which is a while ago. So he'll probably want to stay here in New York, but we got to go after the game tomorrow. So that was big. You know, he blocked some balls in the dirt and caught a very good game, you know, kept the pitchers calm, and, you know, especially, you know, with our catching core, you know, he's going to catch 2 or 3 days a week, so we really need some, you know, some offense, you know, from that position.
Dusty, how about Steven today? A lot of pitches, but he only allowed two runs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he threw up some key double plays again, and, you know, that limits your pitch count, and plus that's a pitcher's best friend, and you get 2 outs, especially inning double plays, 2 outs with, you know, with 1 pitch. And so, you know, he's one of our top guys throwing up ground balls, and he threw them up at the right time.
Dusty, what was the deciding factor in deciding the pitch assessment is there in the ninth?
Pardon?
What was the deciding factor? You said you were deciding what to do with Cespedes in the ninth. What probably swayed you to say, let's give it a shot?
Well, because his numbers are about even now. He used to be a lot better against righties and lefties. And, you know, we were hoping that, you know, and he kept the ball down. And, you know, you never, you know, when you got great hitters like Cespedes, I mean, boy, you hope that he hits it at somebody. Because, you know, he rises to the occasion. And, you know, the deciding factors were, you know, we had Bruce up next by bringing a righty. And the fact that I didn't have Perez today, wanted to stay away from him, so I couldn't bring in another lefty. I was out of lefties. And then after that, they got Flores and then Duda. And all four of those guys can hit the ball out of the ballpark. So, you know, it worked. So
you would eat if you went the 3-0, you would have kept pitching to him then?
Oh, yeah, because you can't put – oh, no, you don't want Bruce, who's hotter than Cespedes right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like I said, they still got a formidable lineup.
Jose Lobatone was one of three Nationals to homer Saturday against the Mets in their 7-4 victory. Here's Lobatone after the game.
My focus, get on base. I feel like it's been kind of like up and down for me, and I try to be focused on every game no matter what happened, and try to stay with the guys because we're a team, and we need to win. So no matter what happened to me in the game, so I got to keep going. This is baseball. Baseball's going to be good day by day, so I got to keep going.
Another big outing for Eni Romero. How have you seen him improve over the course of the season?
Well, I could say, you know what is fuego mean?
Yeah, fire.
So that's what he got. He got fuego. He always, like, you know, he got pretty good pitches, but he always trusts in the fastball. And, well, he threw 99, 100, so I feel like anybody can trust in that. But he's doing really good for us. Every day that you see him, he's, like, working and working. So he's getting better and better. He's going to be really good for the team in the future, I mean, this year and the future.
Tough homestand for you guys, but you come here to New York and you win three straight games to start this series. What type of statement do you think this makes?
I don't know. I feel like this is we come into the ballpark every time to win. So we try to win every day, no matter what. The homestand, that was in the past, we try to win over there. It is hard for us because we've been losing more games at home. But I feel like that's part of the game. Good thing that we're winning now. And we're working hard to stay in the first place and give to the Nationals fans the opportunity again to be in the playoff.
Washington goes for a four-game series sweep on Sunday with Joe Ross starting for the Nationals against Jacob deGrom of the Mets.